Common Cause, along with a coalition that's been pressing for campaign finance reform, says the party housekeeping accounts were originally intended to buy office supplies, voter outreach, and other nonpartisan activities. The group Susan Lerner says, according to an analysis, they've morphed into a multi-million-dollar loophole. They've led to nearly $100 million funneled through New York's Democratic and Republican Party housekeeping accounts in the past 7 years.
We're talking pharmaceuticals. We're talking about telecommunication companies. We're talking about the large unions. It's not just industry. It's not just wealthy individuals. It's not just labor. It's everybody piling on to subvert the already sky-high contribution limits that we have.
Half of the money was contributed by just 59 donors. The largest single housekeeping contribution was from New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who gave over $7 million, followed by Greater New York Hospital Association and the Teachers Union. But Lerner says her group's analysis can only go so far. The Moreland Act Commission has the power to probe further to see if there was any criminal activity involved.
The Moreland Commission, on the other hand, can issue subpoenas. They can track the money. They can look at a large contributor, writing a million-dollar check on a certain date. They can trace it through. They can see it's transferred from one housekeeping party account to another party's housekeeping account, and then they can see whether there was advertising or other activities supporting or opposing a particular candidate in close proximity for, surprise, the same amount of money as that original check.
Even Governor Cuomo has taken advantage of the loophole to fund television ads promoting his policy agenda.
New York state government is working again. We passed our third on-time budget in a row.
The Democratic State Committee spent $5.3 million of its housekeeping accounts on the ads out of the $5.9 million it raised. Common Cause's Lerner says the use of the housekeeping account money to fund the ads is not technically wrong. Under the few rules that do exist, party housekeeping money is not supposed to be used to promote any specific political candidate. Though Cuomo has said he intends to seek re-election in 2014, an official announcement is still months away.
We are pointing to it as an interesting phenomenon that shows why housekeeping needs to be controlled and why we hope the Moreland Commission will make policy recommendations to adopt a fair election system with strong controls and contribution limits.
The Moreland Act Commission has held several private meetings, and co-chair Nassau County District Attorney Kathleen Rice has said subpoenas have already gone out.
We are, in fact, issuing subpoenas. The subject matter of them will be made public at a certain point, as long as it doesn't affect the integrity of the investigation.
Rice says the State Ethics Commission and Board of Elections are also on notice to keep all of their paper and electronic communications. Public hearings will be held next month, and Common Cause and the other groups hope they will in part focus on the party housekeeping account loopholes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.